USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The Vatican marking Palm Sunday with a mass at St. Peter's Square. Officials estimated some 60,000 people attending the mass. Pope Francis pronouncing prayers, including for those impacted by the terror attack in Moscow over the weekend.
Assicuro la mia preghiera per le vittime del vile attentato terroristico.
Congress is continuing to debate sending more aid to Ukraine as their war with Russia rages on. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul joined CBS's Face the Nation and says House Speaker Mike Johnson has told him that he will bring Ukraine aid to the floor for a vote after Easter.
I believe he's committed because he understands national security. He leans on, you know, myself, the Chairman of Armed Services, House Intelligence, for advice on this, and he knows how important this is.
Gas prices have risen significantly over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, reports that the U.S. saw a spike of 14 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks for a new national average of $3.60. She says one of the main factors is a rise in oil prices overall.
There's been an added risk premium because of recent activities in the Middle East and Russia. And the seasonal situation is we have higher costs this time of year to make spring and summer specifications to prevent smog.
The White House is preparing for an Israeli delegation to arrive in Washington, D.C. this week for high-level meetings. President Biden inviting a team of officials to visit during a recent phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying last week he planned to invite the Prime Minister to speak to Congress about the conflict against Hamas in Gaza. This is USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis recently indicated that he might push for and sign legislation permitting police across his state to stop and detain illegal immigrants. Florida Republican Congresswoman Ana Paula Luna tells Fox News she supports his decisions, especially as Florida is bracing for a possible influx of Haitian illegal immigrants.
We don't necessarily know that the people coming here posing as refugees are refugees from a war-torn area. And so I continue to support my governor in that effort to not only defend the citizens of Florida, but also to ensure that our borders are being protected.
The Supreme Court recently ruled that Texas would be allowed to have its police forces arrest and detain illegal immigrants who are in the United States illegally. Texas Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Patrick tells Fox News Sunday Morning Futures that all border-related legislation being passed in Texas right now is a necessity to secure the border.
I wrote Senate Bill 4 with Senator Charles Perry. That's the bill that's going up and down between the courts. And it simply says we're being invaded. We have a right to defend ourselves. We are getting sick and tired of Texans being killed, dying of fentanyl, seeing Americans suffer the same way. We're sick and tired of it.
The Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is set for an estimated $800 million. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229, 800-734-1229.